Dr. Sun Yat-sen brought dreams of freedom to a turn-of-the-century China that was still dominated by centuries of dynastic rule. Those dreams were fed in Hawaii, where he was educated and where he sought refuge when his efforts to build a free nation in China made him a wanted man there. He's being remembered this weekend in Lahaina, and Dr. Busaba Yip Douglas of the Woh-Hing Society in Lahaina is on the line to share some history with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a very important legacy, and not everyone understands the role that Hawaii played in it, yeah?
Yes.
So yeah. What was the role of Hawaii in Dr.
Actually,
Sun's life?
The Hawaiian, the islands of Hawaii and Maui and the Big Island, too, play important roles in the history of Sun Yat-sen and his family. During the revolution that he ended the Manchu Qing Dynasty and started the Republic of China in 1911.
He was educated here.
Yes, exactly.
Iolani and what was then called Oahu College, right?
Yes.
And he had family on Maui as well.
Yeah, his elder brother, Sun Mei, actually, he was the silent hero behind Sun Yat-sen's accomplishment. We like to honor him, this great man, together with all the Chinese and non-Chinese who stand side by side to protect him when he came to Hawaii and Maui after he started the first uprising in Canton, and it failed. There was no home for him. So he and his family moved to Hawaii and live on Maui. And his brother owned a big ranch, 3,900-acre ranch in Keokia or Kula Chinatown. That's the home provided for Sun Yat-sen and his family.
And
his brother lived here for 25 years on Maui, actually.
And his brother was very prosperous, right?
Yes, he came, Chris, you know, he came when he was really poor, no money at all.
Mm-hmm.
10 years in Honolulu, he was a great man. He worked so hard, saved money, and helping other Chinese. And after 10 years, he moved to Maui and opened a store in Kahului, and after 25 years, he was named as the King of Maui because he owned 3,900-acre ranch in Keokia.
This is Dr. Sun's brother.
Elder brother, 12 years elder brother. And he's the one, together with the Chinese, sent money to support the revolution. There were 10 uprisings failed in China for the 1911 revolution.
And yet, in spite of that, Dr. Sun is hailed as the father of the country by both the Republic of China and mainland China, right?
Exactly.
Which is kind of amazing because those two countries are sworn enemies.
You know why?
Tell me.
Because Sun Yat-sen was a great man. He was a great leader, has a big vision, and he devoted all his life for the cause of China. His love for motherland is incredible. I recall when I was young, my parents always mentioned about hardship in China. There was no hope for future generations. This great man stand up to end the Manchu Qing Dynasty and bring the hope for future generations.
Because
that's why he has a big dream, not only for China, for the whole world come closer as one family, for the universal peace, love, and global harmony.
Well, you know, I can't help think that living in America was part of his inspiration, because just as America inspired the French Revolution, the fact of this country as really the first country to successfully throw off colonial overlords, it had to have served as an example, don't you think?
Yes. And you know why he was a great man? Because he lived his life, and we all Chinese like to support his dream, because when he passed away, he said, "The work of the revolution still not get done. He left a heartfelt message to the people in China and the world to continue his dream.
Don't you think that that work still remains undone, don't you think?
My personal feeling, I have trust and hope. It proves in the world today, researching for what is the meaning of the development, the modernization, and it happened in mainland China now and in Taiwan. They follow the teaching of Sun Yat-sen called the Three Principles of the People. And Sun Yat-sen already present. Actually, he traveled all over the world. He studied both the East and the West.
Well, let's hope that his example can carry forward. And thanks very much for talking with us this
Yes,
morning.
Thank you so much for chatting. Please come to the Sun Yat-sen event that we will have this weekend.
We'll send
Saturday,
people your way. Thank you.
For Friday and Saturday, a celebration to honor and celebrate the remembering Sun Yat-sen and the history and the connection to Hawaii
Thank you.
And Maui.
Dr. Busaba Yip Douglas is the cultural director of the Woheng Museum and Woheng Society in Lahaina, which is holding a two-day celebration of the life of Dr. Sun Yat-sen this Friday and Saturday at the Woheng Museum in Lahaina, Maui. It's free, and you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.